Practice was good today. Always starts with the tempo. Always some new learning for our football team. You know, no different than every Wednesday when you present the game plan. So we only had a couple repeated plays, but it's great to get outside. And I thought it was a solid practice. We'll see if the film shows. Well, he did not participate today. I mean, he was there. You know, he was involved in the drills, but they just fill with the foot sprain and the toe sprain as much time as you can to let it settle down. So we'll look at him tomorrow. I would project he'll probably go Friday. But, you know, till tomorrow it may be limited and have him work Friday, but fully anticipate him playing in the game. Offensive line is just going to take the week and work through it. Mark Tauscher had a lot of work today with the ones, so looking at Mark at the right tackle position. He took the majority of the reps. And Chad Clifton, you know, looked healthy today. So really see how Chad responds tomorrow from today's practice. So you know, hopefully they'll both go through both the padded practice tomorrow, and we'll see where they are. Good point. I think he's definitely shown that he can play on limited practice. Just for the 3 or 4 weeks coming off the shoulder injury last year, he hardly threw the ball till Friday or little until Sunday. So we do have some experience there. But frankly, we're just following the medical staff's recommendation. Oh, we feel we have a quarterback in Brian's situation. I think Brian's really improving. We've repped him as far as the opponent reps and even some of the offensive reps every single week. His reps are very similar to the number of reps he had last year. So he's having the opportunity to improve. For the game?
Yeah.
I think we're okay. You know, the week will tell us full story, but I would anticipate us being okay. Look, yeah, I think he feels like he has his legs totally underneath him, and the plan that we've gone through for these 3 weeks, in hindsight, was the right plan. I know Dr. McKenzie feels, you know, better and better about where Mark is every week. So, you know, his communication is positive, but. We'll see where he is after every practice. I mean, it's, you know, he's hitting different targets, you know, every week. But I thought he looked good today.
What's going on with Allen? Obviously, he had all the tools. Where is it?
Allen Barber's done a lot of positive things. He's like a number of our players and even some of our team. There's just some areas of improvement that he'll continue to work on. He's a young developing player. I think he's done a very good job in the run game part of it. It's kind of a common thing, though, to be redundant. I think your positive plays and your negative plays need to be closer together, and we've had a little bit too much of that in referring to the highs and lows of performance.
Mike, will there be an expanded role for
Brian? I think that's accurate. I thought Amon, I had some opportunities in the kickoff, and had some chances, and you know he'll just continue to get his legs underneath him, to use your phrase, and get to where he is in football shape. So his opportunities will come as time moves forward. But you know right now Ryan Grant and Brandon, you know their status quo as far as their role and responsibility. No substitute for experience, and Chad Clifton and Mark Tauscher have a ton of it. You see that just in the practice today. This is some of the things that they do. So anytime you add experience to your group, it's definitely a benefit. just kind of staying, not making progress. And hopefully we can continue with his treatment and rehab, and hopefully make some progress. I know he's frustrated. I know Dr. McKenzie is a little concerned. But, you know, I say it every time we ask the question about Jason Spitz. It's a low back injury, so there's that uncertainty there. But I'm hopeful that he'll continue. Hopefully he'll start to make some more progress here. Well, we're gonna give him a chance. I mean, there's a reason why we're going through, the time frame as far as, going through the second opinion, and I know Pat's going to do some more work on Jason based on our conversation this morning. So, these are the most offensive linemen we've ever had on the 53 in my time here. So our numbers are okay to answer your question, but we're going to give Jason every chance to get healthy. I'm not going to get into specifics. Those are really questions for Jason. If he wants to share the specifics with you, that's his business. That's always been my policy. I think that really falls under the player's not responsibility, but that's not for me to speak on specifics. A little bit of unknown. I mean, you have a college grade on him. You have the college workout and things like that, so you kind of have an idea of his ability. But that's part of the playing a quarterback that's going into his first NFL start. So we're going to just focus more on the concepts of what they've been doing in the run protection and passing game.
Do you watch much of his college stuff?
Very little. Yes.
Any question on that?
I think I was very impressed with him. I definitely was impressed with him at the combine too. So I think he's a big, strong kid. That's a football player. You like the way he plays the game. He's not only the ability to run and throw it. So I think he's going to be a good pro. AJ will take the majority of the reps in both the base and nickel. That's our starting point. I'm sorry, but I didn't hear the first part of your question. Everybody in our team has a role. Everybody in our team has a responsibility. It's based on our evaluations and what the coaches see every single day, whether it's on the field, in the meetings. I feel very confident and comfortable with our inside linebacker group. I think all four of those guys can play at a high level. So, unfortunately, someone goes in front of the other, and that's just the way it's come out. I know he's hopeful to go as soon as possible, but he will not be up this week. So, a week from now, we'll see what his chances are for Dallas. It depends on how do you define production? So, you have blitzes versus the run calls. Anytime you have a blitz versus a run call, there's a little bit of a big little philosophy or mentality. It could be a big play, but it also can create seams for you. So, I think we do a good job there as far as the blitz calls versus the runs, versus the passes. I think there's a bit of a misconception that when you call blitzes, guys are supposed to run free and hit the quarterback. That's not really practical or realistic. It's fun when it happens. But also the offense is working on those things, and it's no different than what we do every day on offense. So as far as getting the edges, winning the one-on-ones, I think we're improving. What's exciting to me about our defense is the production that we've gained at this point. We've hit the primary target. Our number one target was to be better in run defense. So we're doing a better job there, and I think we'll continue to grow in our pressure packages throughout our other situations.
I'm sure you're hopeful that Spencer Hayden will turn into an
I'm proud of Spencer Havner. I mean, he's a young man that's been here for 3 years, and every time he's been given an opportunity, he's definitely cashed in on it. Last year, he was given an opportunity to be on the 53, went out and played very strong on special teams at the conclusion of our season. You know, this year he's been given the opportunity to be the number three tight end, and you know, he just goes in and does exactly what he's supposed to do. You know, he has 3 touchdowns in the last 2 games, so I think he has a little more ability than people think he does. He runs better than people think, you know, than they think that he does, and he's been productive. He's got very natural hands. I mean, you've always have seen that in his time here, so I think he's definitely someone you could point to as an example of hard work in doing what you're supposed to do. So I'm very proud of him. Absolutely, that's where it started. From the first day when he was on our practice squad, he's on our practice squad as a linebacker. But just like Obi runs all the tight end routes. You know, when your receivers play DB, your offensive linemen play defensive linemen, and it's a very common practice in the NFL because of your number, especially this time of year with the injuries. So he would go over there, and he'd catch everything. So, I mean, you can see he had a natural ability, a knack for playing the position. Well, really, where he came in as a linebacker, he was, you know, his vehicle to get on the team was through special teams, and that's really what gave him the opportunity last year, because last year he was on our 53-man roster at the conclusion of the season as a linebacker special teams player. So then going through the spring and trying to build the 53 and gain some strength in special teams, he's definitely one of the guys that we talked to about, you know, being a dual role, and he's obviously done a great job of that. It's great to be outside. It's a great practice field. Yeah, I mean, I know how you guys feel about the pass. I'm just thrilled to death the administration has given us the practice field to be out there as much as we possibly can. So you guys can figure out why we weren't out there in the past. Absolutely. These are very dangerous games. I know me personally, and I'm not going to speak for any other coach or anybody in the building. These games are, to me, are harder because everybody looks at numbers. You know, you look at the film, you look at their final scores, and you think, well, you know, we should win this game. And it's a terrible mindset to even talk about, and I can't believe I'm even talking about it or saying it. But it's the reality of your business. So it's important for us to prepare for this football team. I think it's going to be a tough game. I mean, it's always tough when a northern team goes to the south. I've been on both sides of that. I've been in New Orleans, and I know what it feels like. So, there's other obstacles. They're coming off a bye week. That's always a little dangerous, regardless of who you are and who you're playing when the team's coming off the bye week. So, and there's a little bit of uncertainty. Plus, you got a new quarterback, and we expect, you know, different things on special teams. You know, I have a lot of respect for Rich down there, the special teams coach, and so I mean, it's going to be a challenge, you know, and that's been addressed. Our guys are into the plan, and we know we're going to have to go down there and play extremely well. There's so many variables in quarterback play that there's too much of this or not enough of that, and that's, you know, you just gave one example. You know when to push the envelope, when to pull back. You know, when do you make the tight throw? When do you don't make it? When do you check it down? And it's no different than time clocks. You know, you're talking about a quarterback that's had some time clock situations where he's come out and led the, you know, has been second on the team in rushing because of his productivity outside the pocket. But then also, you know, when that time clock is not intact and they get sacked, now it's a negative. So it's, you know, you have to work through both scenarios, because if he wasn't as productive with his feet and was taking those sacks, now I think you have a legitimate issue with your quarterback. We're talking about an athletic quarterback that makes a lot of plays with his feet, and that's the way he's trained. You know, Matt and Brian are trained the same way, and I've always trained quarterbacks. I'm a big believer. you can't just win the game from in the pocket. I mean, if you do, you got some weapons around you. You know, it's a different type of game. So it's just something that comes with experience. I mean, that's the big, you know, that's the one area that has a red line under it, and there's no question about it. He's coached every week. You know, I don't know if you guys were down at that portion of practice. I mean, all those quarterback movement drills, that's what the emphasis is for, is by playing in the pocket and out of the pocket. So that's all part of his training. I mean, I know his numbers were real high, but heck, we want him to throw more touchdowns. You know, he's got a great third down percentage. You know, there's a couple third downs that I'm sure he wishes he'd come back. I mean, we're going to keep coaching to improve in every area, but that's the one that has the red line on it right now. Well, you definitely have to have lines in your structure. I mean, and whether it's penalties, turnovers, mental errors, there's no question about it. So, you know, where that line stands and where individuals are close to that line, you know, that's ultimately the responsibility of the coaches and at the end of the day, the head coach. So when that line is crossed, you know, then consequences occur. Trust me, Johnny Jolly has been spoken to. I've had a number of individuals that were spoken to Monday. The message and the topics that we need to discuss as a team on Monday were discussed directly, loud and clear. So we need to learn from this experience. Our penalties are too high, and particularly that type of penalty. There's no excuse for it, you know, for it to happen that late after the play, you know, 4 points and all that. I mean, it definitely factored in the game. So I'm confident that our football team will learn from Johnny's mistake. I'm sorry, did you say Finley? He looks. I mean, I don't know about this week, but he's never been hurt. So I mean, every time you talk to him, every time you talk to the medical staff, he's improving. So I mean, if he would, it'd be Friday. I don't, he won't make it tomorrow. Oh, I mean, night and day. I think if you talk to any quarterback that's played in this league, you have to make improvement from year one and two. And I think Matt and Brian both have shown that. Just in, you guys watched him play last year and watched him play this year. I mean, the game has definitely slowed down for him. They're playing faster. I would think Matt would have the opportunity to be a lot more productive if he was put in that spot again. You can really just keep going of all the different variables that go into an injury. I mean, everybody's different. I mean, there's genetics, there's the seriousness of the injury, the type of injury, the history that you have with the individual from the medical staff's point of view. How far they can push them when they need to pull off. I mean, you know, certain guys can push it further than others. I mean, you know, it's like anything. You talked about the experience of Chad Clifton and Mark Tauscher playing tackle in the NFL is no different than having experience of injuries. You can, you have something to relate to. When you go through it the first time, there's an unknown. I mean, all of a sudden it doesn't work the way it used to work. That's something you have to learn to deal with. I think Jeremy could do a better job. He knows that. It's been addressed. I think he can be more consistent with it, with the ball placement. I would like to see him carry over what he's accomplishing in the practice field and his workouts. I think he's improved vastly in his work since the spring training camp and during the practice week. But, you know, he can definitely improve his performance.